Welcome to the Friday, February 3rd, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am recording from Monterey, California. First of all, an apology. The last two Stormcasts were made live a little bit late, actually, the next morning. Usually I make them live sort of late evening local time here, but due to a mistake I made when making them live, they actually didn't go live until the next morning. But while we're talking about bugs and mistakes, let's start it out with a critical bug in PHP that was fixed earlier today. You may remember late last year we had the issue with hash collisions. Now, this particular problem affected .NET, PHP, and other languages. .NET, if you remember, Microsoft released a patch for it, 2011-100. It was this out-of-order patch that Microsoft released. Now, PHP released its patch in early January, on January 10th. PHP 5.3.9 came out, which fixed this particular problem. The way PHP addressed the issue was not by changing the hash function. Instead, PHP went ahead and just implemented a parameter that allowed you to limit how many input parameters would be considered in a request. By default, the limit was set to 1,000, which fixed the problem and was unlikely to affect any real problem. That's incidentally the same way the problem was addressed all along. If you had the Suho Sin security plugin for PHP. Now, sadly, it turns out that the PHP team made a mistake in the way this particular parameter was implemented. As a result, version 5.3.9 of PHP is vulnerable to a remote code execution vulnerability. So an attacker could now craft a request against this version of PHP that will execute code on the web server. Certainly a more serious issue than the original denial of service condition. Today, version 5.3.10 was released, which fixes the remote code execution vulnerability. It does not change anything else, so I highly recommend that you go ahead and download it and implement this as quickly as possible if you're running version 5.3.9. In particular, if you're running version 5.3.9 without the Suho Sin patch. Now, once your robot is, once you have done, I do recommend that you do look at the Suho Sin patch. It's a very worthwhile extension. The criticism you sometimes hear, it slows PHP down a little bit, but personally it works well for me, and unless you're really tight on resources on your web server, you should take a look at this particular patch, since it not only hardens PHP itself, but it also has a number of features that can help harden your PHP applications. And well, that's it for PHP for now, so definitely pay attention and patch. Now, while I'm talking about rushing out patches, we did receive a number of reports with problems with the latest Apple patch. Apple released a new version of OS X, and a number of people had problems with the patch, particularly with applications behaving oddly after that, like crashing with sort of corrupted dialogues. If this is the case for you, you should download the complete patch file from Apple's website, so don't use the software update. Well, it won't work at this point anyway because it thinks it's already patched, and reapply the patch via the upload, and that should fix this problem. At least that's what we have seen so far. I will try to add a link to this combo updater from Apple directly to the show notes, as well as to our diary related to the Apple patch. And then we got an interesting release from VeriSign today. VeriSign is part of its required corporate filings, kind of quietly admitted that it got breached as early as back in 2010. However, they stated that senior management wasn't informed about these breaches until September 2011, which is why they waited so long until now to actually report about it. The breaches happened before VeriSign sold most of its security business to Symantec. Now, Symantec also released a statement in relation to that, because obviously by buying the security services, they may be affected, but stated that as far as Symantec can tell, the security services were not affected. In particular, of interest, of course, would be VeriSign's certificate business. But as far as the news releases tell us, the certificate business was not affected. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.